$15 even. Delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife Betty subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
We welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We had some sort of a power surge here that knocked out. I'm not sure what you heard or what actually transpired in the last few minutes, but we had a power surge that basically knocked us off the air here, and we quickly got reset, and we're back here with Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Sorry about that. Not that it's my fault that I should apologize, I suppose. I can't even rely on the electric company or whatever it is to give us consistent power service. Actually, for the most part, we do pretty well. We don't have too many power problems, problems with electrical outlets or any of the kinds of surges that we just went through on a daily basis. So, anyway, welcome back to Christian Worldview. Glad you joined us this morning. I know it's a little thought-provoking to have to listen to this station because we have to deal with so many different ideas from a different perspective, it seems, than the mainstream media does. But that's one reason it's worth listening to us. Where else are you going to hear the alternative points of view in the news? Well, Representative Ron Paul, M.D., who's a senator, or a congressman from the Houston, south of Houston, maybe Galveston area, wrote a little blurb called "Reconsidering the Patriot Act." And since we're talking about the Patriot Act, I thought it would be pretty apropos to discuss this one as well. When Congress passed the Patriot Act in the emotional aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks, a sunset provision was inserted in the bill that causes certain sections to expire at the end of 2005. But this begs the question, if the provisions are critical tools in the fight against terrorism, why revoke them after 5 years? Conversely, if these provisions violate civil liberties, why is it acceptable to suspend the Constitution for any amount of time? Congress is scheduled to review those sections this year, but there is little chance any portion of the act will be allowed to lapse. If anything, many members of Congress are eager to expand the federal police powers. Supporters of the Patriot Act argue that its provisions have not been abused since its passage in 2001. In essence, the Justice Department officials are claiming, "Trust us, we're the government, and we say the Patriot Act does not threaten civil liberties." But this argument misses the point. Government assurances simply are not good enough in a free society. In fact, government, I'll just interject here, is our greatest enemy. We are concerned to protect ourselves from government and its abuses, and that's why we have Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so forth. He continues on, "The Patriot Act waters down the Fourth Amendment by expanding the federal government's ability to use wiretaps without judicial oversights. The requirement of search warrant as probable cause strikes a balance between effective law enforcement and civil liberties. Any attempt to dilute the warrant requirement threatens innocent citizens with a loss of their liberty." Skipping on a little further, he says, "The act makes it far easier for the government to monitor your internet usage by adopting a lower standard than probable cause for intercepting emails and internet communications." And this, too, is tragic. The Patriot Act does far more than that as far as undermining liberties. You can see it just in airport security, if nowhere else, if you're a traveler. And now you're going to be able to see it when you try to get a driver's license, because they're going to require four forms of identification for anybody to get one, including a Social Security card, if you can believe that. These government agents will stop at nothing to increase their own power, to pad their own pockets, or to give out benefits to their privileged friends and cronies. This is what we see with the civil government of the United States. The Patriot Act is a ruse, folks. The World Trade Center bombings and all that were, if they weren't done intentionally, they're being used in such a way right now so that the power mongers in the Bush administration, Congress, and elsewhere can increase their power base and can threaten and try to dissolve as much as possible the original documents and principles of this country in favor of a globalist socialist empire, a one world order, if you will, a new world order, if you will, that will really promote the ideas of the secular humanist state envisioned so many decades ago by the elite thinkers of the left. Sad but true. I'm afraid this is what we're facing here with the with this Patriot Act. And unfortunately, as Ron Paul points out, who's our only friend in Congress, I might matter, but one of the only few, we're unlikely to see any relief from this this Patriot Act. We want to talk about also the homeschooler in his class of his own this morning, a youth of veteran evangelical movement. Charlie Marsh won't wear a cap or gown at his graduation later this month. When you're the sole member of your high school class, you get to decide these sorts of things. Marsh isn't exactly sure what to expect from the ceremony, but he knows he will get much time as he wants for a speech. "I should make it a little bit longer," he joked. "I have to make up for about 100 people." As teenagers around the country gear up for yearbook parties, senior trips, rehearsals, and all the other rituals surrounding high school graduation, Marsh's passage into the adult world will take place on May 21st in a small ceremony at the family's church in Winstead. Educated at home by his born-again Christian parents since he was 8, and taught science from a creationist point of view and history from a Christian perspective, the New Hartford 18-year-old is a veteran of the evangelical Christian homeschool movement. Marsh is graduating at a time when, by all accounts, the industry that supports Christian homeschoolers, textbooks, videos, distance learning, has ballooned, accounting for hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. As far as we know, it may even be $1 billion in sales, by the way. He's Barbara Marsh, who is nearby ready to pass the baton to the younger mothers now learning the ropes of homeschooling, is amazed at how quickly the graduation has arrived. Her son, who used to ride his bike in circles in the basement while memorizing Japanese phrases, the slim teenager who enjoys paintball in the woods behind the Litchfield County home, will soon be a college student. She has gained experience and confidence she didn't have when she and her husband first decided they should educate Charlie and this younger sister, Lizzie, who was 6 at the time, at home. These days, there are many more resources available than she might have ever imagined. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association, an advocacy group, estimates that American homeschooling is a $750 million industry that could hit $1 billion in the next few years. The Virginia-based group says evangelical Christians account for 70% of the market. The curriculum market, even 10 years ago, was not that large, said Ian Slater, a spokesman for the group. "What we have seen is an explosion with the Internet. There are $80 science books, textbooks with optional lab packages and creationist lessons posted on the Internet. There are more formalized hands-on programs for homeschooling families that were first available to the Marsh family." There is a lot going on in the homeschool movement. He says across the country about 1.1 million children are educated at home for a variety of reasons, according to the most recent figures available from the Federal Department of Education. And you know what, folks? That is a very conservative number. It's most likely 2 million and maybe even higher, because the vast majority of homeschoolers, at least that I know, don't formally register their kids. At least not until they absolutely have to graduate from high school in their state or something like that. They're just not interested in governments knowing any of their business. So the number could be far higher than the 1.1 million. He says, we are born-again Christians, and I figured I'd be beating my head against the wall for the next 12 years trying to debrief them, she said. She doesn't expect or want public schools to teach the religion she believes in, but she says no, she does not view evolution neutrally. It's a theory, she said. Nobody was there. Very true. Mother and son recalled the time when Charlie was very young and challenged what his teacher had said about the development of turtle shells. "How do you know the turtle wasn't always that way?" he asked the teacher. He remembers the response, "That's your religion, and this is science." Controversies over creationism and intelligent design, which proponents say offer scientific challenge to certain evolutionary explanations, have flared this school year in districts around the country. The school board in Dover, Pennsylvania, made headlines when it decided to include information about alternatives to evolution. The school board in Cobb County, Georgia, drew nationwide attention when it decided to add stickers to its biology text saying evolution is a theory, not a fact. Even though 8 decades have passed since the Scopes trial, in which the Tennessee teacher was convicted of violating state law against teaching evolution, the fight over the teaching of evolution remains a hot-button issue for many educators in the United States. It is a debate that families such as the Marshes have to put to rest with their decision, or have put to rest with their decision to homeschool. Amen. Love to hear those kind of stories. Homeschooling is our greatest weapon in attacking the left, and they know it. They're going to try to undermine in any way, shape, or form. The PPIC Act, the Put Parents in Charge Act, was one way they were trying to do it. And as I understand, it's coming out of committee this morning. If what all prognoses were, that it was going to fail. It wasn't even going to be able to pass muster through committee. And we thank the Lord for that, that this hideous bill of the neocons has been pushed back and pushed down the drain. At the end, the liberals really came out and tried to regulate homeschoolers and others more viciously than they initially had tried to. They showed their true colors, and it's gone down the drain. Well, homeschooling is a target of theirs because they hate the effects of homeschooling. We truly undermine their position by not allowing the children, our children, to be indoctrinated in their centers, and also our children will be the future leaders because they are so far superior academically and otherwise, better prepared socially and otherwise to take charge of the reins of this nation in the future. Long-term effect, folks, is that homeschooling is our path to victory. And if you have your kids into public school and you're a Christian or a lover of liberty, my only question to you is why? Is it really worth an extra tennis match or a few hundred extra bucks a week or whatever it is that you make by working so that you can allow your children to be part of the left and to be destroyed by these people in the public schools? Don't kid yourself that it won't happen to your kids. 85% of all Christians' families who send their children to the public school system, the indoctrination center, end up losing their children to false religions or to secular humanism. 85% turn away from the faith and the principles of liberty. That's a sad commentary, and that comes from Bruce Short in his book, The Harsh Truth About Public Schools, and others who have made similar comments after their research. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
Disinfecting the modern mainstream media, Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Civilization is the progress toward a society of privacy. The savage's whole existence is public, ruled by the laws of his tribe. Civilization is the process of setting men free from men. Ayn Rand.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We want to thank you for flying TRN Airways. Now, if you'll just look out of your left side window, you can see the dense clouds of liberal lunacy commonly polluting the airwaves. On the right side, you can see clear skies full of common sense, liberty-minded conversation. Now, as we enter the Christian worldview airspace, we'll be experiencing clear-headed thinking, and we'll soon be reaching logical conclusions. Feel free to recline your seat and enjoy the remainder of the flight. And thank you for flying TRN Airways.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
If you have a question or a comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we enjoy doing that as much as possible. You know, there's going to be a great revival in the Southern Army's conference. If you're interested, you can call 800-460-3573 to find out more about this conference, the Great Revival in the Southern Army's Conference. The location of the conference is going to be at 1441 Erickson Avenue. I suppose that's here in Greenville. It will cover the following three topics: Christ in the POW camp, the myth of the lost cause, a myth, the Confederate flags, meaning in memory, the Battle of Fort Harris in Richmond is saved. Pastor of New Covenant Church of Chesterfield is going to be talking about these particular items. If you're interested in attending the conference, please give a call and find out more information about it. 800-460-3573. That's 800-460-3573. You can also send an email to sprinklepub@planetcom. That's with two M's, planetcom.net. What do we think about these Republicans? Well, we always like to have a look at what Chuck Baldwin says, a pastor we had on the show here not too long ago as a guest, and a former vice presidential candidate in the Constitution Party. He writes, "With Republicans like these, who needs Democrats? My friend Howard Phillips recently wrote a column outlining the philosophy and historical track record of the Republican Party since George W. Bush became president. Sad to say, even a cursory review of this record reveals that the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. has become little more than a carbon copy of the Democrat Party. Phillips writes, "Sadly, the GOP's elected and appointed officials conform themselves with almost exception to that which Mr. Bush espouses, including A, an expanded federal role in education, B, record-setting subsidies for pro-abortion and pro-homosexual organizations, C, increased funding for the United Nations, D, the attempted extension of Bill Clinton's assault weapons ban blocked in Congress, E, Social Security benefits for illegal aliens who have returned to Mexico, F, ongoing reduction of the U.S. Navy, which now stands at 289 ships compared to 600 under Ronald Reagan, G, amnesty for illegal aliens, H, nominees for the federal judiciary and the office of attorney general who espouse the doctrine that Roe versus Wade is settled law. I, support for Food and Drug Administration policies approving the abortion pill RU-486, which has been used to kill scores of thousands of unborn children. J, overturning Ronald Reagan's decision to withdraw from UNESCO. K, increased funding for the National Endowment for the Arts. L, multi-billion dollar support for the Federal Legal Services Corporation and its 25,000 left-wing legal activists. M, murder abetting assistance for the communist government in Angola. And A and N, historically high multi-trillion dollar fiscal deficits and trade deficits. $1 million Medicare entitlement program, a $20 million New Freedom program, enactment of the McCain-Feingold campaign for regulation law. The list is going on and on here, folks. I can hardly read it all. Promotion at the FDA, CAFTA, and the WTO. This is a sad course, folks. The Republican Party is just going down the course of the left as much as Bill Clinton or any of the other liberals in recent years. Appreciate Chuck Baldwin's comments this morning. You've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you were able to join us today. Hope you'll join us for our next edition of Christian Worldview as we're spreading across the upstate with greater power in our radio signal. Please tell other people about the radio show on the Tyranny Response Network. Have them tune in. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Until then, God bless you.
You've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben on TRN. Join us again tomorrow morning right here at 97.7 FM on the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.